Yeah, we've been pretty overwhelmed today. Obviously, it's a really, really sad day for us here at Hickory's. We've been absolutely devastated by the news, but really, we've been so comforted by the kind of outpouring of support that we've had from all of the local community and all of our guests. It's kind of really helped make what is a very sad day a little bit more bearable.
We had a lot of firefighters tackling the blaze. Is it salvageable? What is the state of the restaurant as you know it now?
Well, at the moment, my understanding is that they still can't get into what remains of the site because there are still certain areas of it that are smouldering. Two of our directors were down there earlier today and they have had a tour of sort of the perimeter of the building, so it's still a little bit early to tell what of the building is kind of salvageable. But obviously we're going to be looking into, potentially rebuilding it. We've had such an amazing response that we kind of feel that we owe it to the local community, really.
I mean, the positive, the good thing is that nobody was hurt here. But as our reporter Steve Herman mentioned there, the restaurant itself hasn't been open for that long.
No, we were just gearing up for the first birthday celebrations. We've been planning a big party for November to tie in with Thanksgiving because obviously we're very much a southern style restaurant. So, we've not quite made our first year, which is obviously completely devastating. So, obviously we've got a lot of work to do now to look into kind of rebuilding things and obviously looking after our team members that work for us there.
Yeah, a lot of staff obviously who will be wondering what's going to happen. But at this stage, and obviously we don't yet know the cause, and the thatched roof made it a lot more difficult for the firefighters. You are looking to rebuild it.
I mean, that's certainly the sentiment at the moment. Obviously, we've got a lot of things that we need to work through with the fire investigation team and the insurers. But certainly from the kind of, wave of support that we've had from the local community, we know that the restaurant was really, really loved and it was so welcomed by the area that that's certainly our intention, at the moment.